Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. The news did not stop, though, while I was at least out for a week with the Hunter Biden pardon. Welcome back to the show. Want to know what you thought about the whole thing. You surprised?
Oh, well, first of all, happy Thanksgiving. It was a great Thanksgiving. I'm in New Jersey, so like half my relatives are liberal. And when we did the prayer around the table, where everybody says something they're thankful for, I said, I'm just very thankful that Donald Trump survived those two assassination attempts so he could be our next president.
Didn't that go over okay?
And then a fork was thrown on my forehead, which I was able to duck, thankfully. So there you go.
Did you stand up and say fight after the fork came?
Shut up! That would have been good! But I wasn't hit, so no. It didn't have to quite the same thing.
True.
What do I think about it? I think that we now know, and you know my first book, right? Come on, man, the truth about Joe Biden's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad presidency. In researching that book, going all the way back to his time in law school, the conclusion I came out of that book with is that Joe Biden is a pathological liar. Like, even, like, more than your average politician, like, by far. And this whole thing, like, well, he's just a nice man just looking out for his son. No, that's not it either. He's not a good person. So I think that this just exposes the hypocrisy of Democrats. I think if I got to read or hear one more time the no one is above the law line we're fed for the last 4 years during all this lawfare, nope, can't play that card anymore. So this plays right into Trump's hands. So when he starts to pardon people from January 6th, for example, that are serving like these incredibly long jail sentences, even if they didn't, I say if you hit an officer, I still say you belong in jail. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if you just walked into the building that day, now you're going to be in jail for the next couple of years. No, those people should not be in jail for that. So no one's going to be able to argue against Trump doing that because now they lost their moral high ground if they ever had it.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. We're speaking with Joe Concha. His current book, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote, it's called Our Broken Elections. You can check that out. Great Christmas gift. I assume that many people are going to be sticking that under the Christmas tree this holiday season.
Is that my book?
Yes, absolutely. No. I read the wrong one. That's Hans von Spakovsky's. That's right. Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkey. I was going to say, the juxtaposition of where the Democratic Party is today, Progressively Worse, that is Joe Concha's book. When you think about that, what all the thought and effort you put into Progressively Worse, and you compare that with Joe Biden, and you look at here on December 2nd, the way that the Democrat Party is just in ruins, and some of them are not even willing to point at Kamala Harris and say she was a problem. Is the problem bigger than Kamala Harris? What do you make of where they are today?
The brand is broken, right? I mean, it didn't matter who the Democrats ran. They were going to lose this election because all they did was replace one old beaten up 71 Dodge Dart and just put a new coat of paint on it and pretended that it still wasn't a Dodge Dart. In other words, They have a spending problem in a big way that led to all the inflation that we just saw. They have a crime problem with all these DAs just allowing people who get arrested to go right back out into the street. That's driving people out of places like San Francisco and Chicago and New York to places like Tennessee and Texas and Florida. And then obviously the border, when you allow 12 to 15 million people into this country and hundreds of those people are on the terror watch list. I mean, listen to this stat. Under Donald Trump in his 4 years, 14 people on the terror watch list were apprehended at the border. Joe Biden, more than 400. Never good at math, but that's like, what, 40 times higher? I mean, it's insane. And when you see what happened on October 7th, you know, that's something that's a real concern. And then they see these wars. Like, what, we're going to give, what, Ukraine another $800 million for weapons? Like, that war's not going anywhere, all right? Russia's not going to be kicked out of Ukraine. And Ukraine isn't going to kick Russia out, and Russia's not going to be able to get to Kyiv and take over the country. So why do we keep funding this war? We see all these things, and Democrats are now the party of war, right? There's a party of woke, which is not where you want to be, and a party of the elites, coastal elites. You look at that Trump map, and it's all red in the country except for these little blue dots. You know, like there's Los Angeles, there's San Francisco, and that's it. So, yeah, they're broken. I don't know what they do in 2028, because if Trump is successful, he gets prices down. Whether it's gas, whether it's rent, whether it's groceries, he gets crime under control at least as much as he can on a federal level and secures the border. You tell me who they run who's going to beat J.D. Vance, who, you know, is a great candidate. We've seen him do interviews anytime, a great debater. They're in real trouble. This could be a generational win.
I know, and so transformative. I've said this before, but for me, I'm 40 years old, so I was a Reagan baby. I would say many of the people who I are my age, we were Reagan babies, but we're now Trump Republicans. They're different things, and the ability to watch government grow and grow and grow in our lifetimes. We came of age during September 11th. This is going to be a very, very stark fork in the road for people who are my age, who are looking a little bit forward to, you know, retirement. We want to be able to.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To live off of what we've saved. We want it to grow. Social Security, we're paying into it. We'd like to draw from it, I guess, someday. Donald Trump has a huge opportunity, but also responsibility to deliver on those things that he promised.
Absolutely. And then that starts with cutting spending, right? And then you see, okay, well, how's he going to do that? Oh, he's going to take Elon Musk, who never voted Republican before, and Vivek Ramaswamy, you know, a billionaire businessman like himself, and they're going to go in, and Ramaswamy is saying, like, he wants to cut 75% of the federal government. And we know what Musk did with Twitter. He cut 80% of the staff, and it's never run better, and it's never had higher traffic. So I believe Trump, based on his actions and who he's appointing to places like Doge that he just created for government accountability, I think that's awesome. So, yeah, if you could finally keep that promise, again, I don't see what Democrats run on in 2028. Like, you want to try that abortion thing again and try the fear-mongering around that? Because that didn't work. And then it was Trump's a threat to democracy. That didn't work. So what's their platform and who is their coalition? Because Because when I was analyzing this election beforehand with you plenty of times and on Fox, I kept saying the same thing over and over again, but it bears repeating. If they don't have rank and file union, they don't have the kind of black support they need, Latino support they need, and young voters, they're screwed. I don't know where it comes from then at that point. Who votes for a Democrat when you lost those four parts to the stool, right? Like, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Joe Concha with us right now, Fox News contributor, author of Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. Brad,
Manny.
Yeah, what?
I'm just finishing my next book.
What, you have another one coming out? What do you sleep?
No. Not really. But This one wrote itself, trust me. I've been taking notes.
Can you tell
ever
us the name?
The beginning. The name is The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign, Unburdened by What Has Been.
That's a story in and of itself. Just that this the title tells so much. Brad, I'm going to get an extra minute from you here if that's okay. But Joe, when you've assessed this arc, you know, you talked to us in your first book, or at least in the Joe Biden book, about, you know, who this man was that was destroying the country. And then you've seen how the Democrat Party has shifted so dramatically left. I mean, did those first two books, is that the reason why you get to write the third one? Is that all part of the natural arc of things?
See, you're never going to retire. You're just talking about retirement before. You're too good at this. That's a great question. By the way, you don't retire in radio.
No.
You know, you just kind of expire.
No. So yeah, you were told, and I'm very, very well aware of that. That's for sure.
Yeah, this is true. Exactly. No, this is, they've driven themselves to this point by forgetting who they were, you know, the party for the working man and woman, right? And we talked about it. JFK was for tax cuts, and Jimmy Carter was pro-life. And Bill Clinton was for smaller government and balanced budgets, and Barack Obama was the deporter in chief. That was the label that he got from the left.
Yep.
They're not all those things anymore, so I don't know what they are and who's their future. Did I see a story this weekend that AOC 2028? Oh, please do that.
Yeah.
You'll lose 400 electoral votes. I'm not joking. Like, what's she going to do? How's she? You're going to go more to the left? That's your solution? Oh, please do that, for the love of God. I would pay to see that. Trust me.
Last question before we let you go, Joe. When Joe Biden pardons Hunter Biden, 10 years, blanket, get out of jail free card for anything that happened in those 10 years. Did he do that for Hunter Biden, or are there going to be more beneficiaries? And how is the Democrat Party going to feel about it?
Oh, I think there's a Jim Biden pardon that's coming next. I don't know what he did it for. One report that I saw was that Hunter Biden was threatening to write a book if he didn't get pardon, like exposing everything about Joe. So he's like, oh, crap, I better do this. So who knows and who cares? We move on. And Trump just had the best month of his life.
Yeah.
That I do know.
Amen to that. Joe Concha, thank you so much. Sorry I got your book wrong before, but I'll say it one more time. Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. And I'm excited about the next one coming out. We'll make sure we start promoting that as soon as we can. Joe, thank you for the time today. It's good to have you.
Thanks, Eddie.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Always great to talk to Joe Concha here on the show. So much energy. And we had some phone problems with him in the first segment he was supposed to be in. So glad we could squeeze him in here now. I've heard that, too, that Hunter Biden's like, I'm going to write a tell-all book.
I'm about it. I want to know everything.
Is he still going to? I don't know. He says he's like,
he was making that documentary.
Wasn't he making the documentary when he showed up at the house?
Yeah, and he walked out. It was like part of it.
The finger to the, like, he had cameras all around him. Is Hunter the smartest or the dumbest person? Or simultaneously the same thing? I don't know. Conniving? Yes. Great to talk to Joe Concha there on the Annie Fry Show. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Will Joe Biden finish his term? Yes or no? He's got 49 days left. Is he going to make it? We'll see. More of the Annie Fry Show in the 2 o'clock hour. Don't go away.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.